from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The simplest way I can put it, because here's the thing, guys. This is all being set up in the minds of fans that if this doesn't go well, the easy fall guy is DeShone. The problem is the guys who made the decision to bring in DeShone and then maybe didn't put DeShone in the best possible scenario are still going to be running the organization. Do not mistake that for me saying fire everybody. My point is, if you put everything on DeShone and don't look at the Browns and go, well, hey, you made this decision and then kind of half-assed the rollout, it's on you. So here's the better way to look at the idea of their floor. I think DeShone determines your ceiling. DeShone's going to determine the difference between 9 wins and 14 wins. I think everything else determines the floor. And like, if you look at when they've bottomed out, it has been like, okay, was Jacoby Brissett the greatest quarterback ever? No, but that offense is not why you won 7 games that year. No, it was the defense. It was a defense that just had bad scheme, not enough talent, and not enough depth. Those are three killers. Well, I don't have a problem with any of the three things defensively or offensively, other than DeShone's health. So that's how I look at it. It's less a defense of DeShone, and it is, to me, DeShone determines the difference between 9 wins and 13 wins, and every other thing, which bodes well, determines whether your floor is 6 wins or 9 wins.
Well, and I think a bigger picture, you know, we talk about like what's the standard for the Browns now that they did what they did last year? What's the expectation that you have? And maybe I'm wrong, but like I the sense that I get, and I think it kind of comes hand in hand with people tempering their expectations for DeShone, where they're like, well, hey, we went from saying when they traded for him, we finally have a franchise quarterback, Super Bowl, Super Brown, we're doing the Super Bowl, Super Browns channel, these different things, to then now in year three, it's like, well, if he can just be average, you know, we could really do some things because our defense is really good. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, to your point on like what the floor versus what the ceiling should be, if our expectation shouldn't change on DeShone and we still think he should be that good, then I do think that he should be able to help you reach those ceiling-type numbers that you're referencing, 13 wins, 14 wins, whatever it might be. And I think you're right. Like, everything else establishes where your floor is. So for me, like, yeah, I think 9 wins is a fine floor to be like, if they don't get to at least that, then this season didn't go as it should have. I mean, the Steelers, they get to 9 wins, you know, rolling around like it, while they're asleep at the wheel half the time with the quarterbacks that they trot out there and some of the guys they trot out there, they figure it out. So if the Browns can't do that in this division, then like, yeah, I think it's a failure. And that's why I've sort of set my standard at this team is good enough now to truly win. If the only thing that we're sitting here saying is, well, we don't know what DeShone's going to give you, and that's the thing that's the difference between you being a Super Bowl contender or not, then to me, the standard should be, this team should be an AFC title contender. It should.
You gave me a few things on this. I just have to say, the idea that people haven't readdressed their expectations after 2 years is insane to me.
Well, I just think based
like,
on...
You don't, but like, if the housing market is failing, you don't go, I'm sorry. 2 years ago, the housing market was really great. My expectations were everything was going to be hunky-dory. And find a way to pay your damn mortgage.
To be clear, like I could be reading the situation wrong, too. I just feel like fans...
Bad analogy by me.
I just feel like fans... I don't know if it's like they were so used to losing for so long, and now you got the taste of the playoffs in 2020, and now things have changed massively since then. And so they got another taste of it last year where it was like, well, hey, like this team's really surprised me last year because I didn't expect them to make the playoffs once everybody got hurt, and they still did it. And so I wonder if people are just kind of like, I'm okay with that again. I'm okay with just making the playoffs again because we longed for that for so long.
What are you saying, just make the playoffs?
I'm not saying...
What's that mentality, just make the playoffs? When did making the playoffs in a loaded AFC and AFC North, when did that stop becoming something that was a tremendous accomplishment?
Oh, you're saying I think
yeah, I don't understand the just make the playoffs
because you've done that now. You've done that multiple times. Well,
done that, yes, good. Do it again, then let's see where you go from there.
But to quote like Donovan Mitchell, like when the Cavs clinched a bye in the playoff or not a bye a home court advantage in the playoffs this past year, and everyone was like, oh, how does it feel? Blah blah. And he was like, I mean, this is what we should do.
Donovan's been healthy and dominant for 2 years. Okay, and Deshaun Watson hasn't been healthy.
I wasn't trying to compare apples to apples, Deshaun Watson to Donovan Mitchell. I was using his line of how he basically said, yeah, we sort of plan on being in the playoffs. Like, that's not really that big of an accomplishment to us. I'm saying making the playoffs shouldn't be this thing where it's like, oh, well, if that happens, like, I'm good with the season. To me, like, that should be where this team should be anyway. I think I'm telling fans to dream bigger. Like, be excited. Have your expectation for Deshaun Watson be he's going to help us get to that 13-win ceiling that you're referencing. I think that's what it should be. I think it should be 13 wins. I think it should be make the AFC Championship game.
We're talking expectations versus dreams.
I'm saying that, to me, the AFC Championship game isn't a dream when you have the team that you have and you trade it for the quarterback that you supposedly traded
for. But see, then again, the last 2 years did happen. It's not as if anyone's making an excuse for Deshaun or the Browns by going, man, these last 2 years couldn't have gone worse. I have other bars that I need cleared this year before we can start talking about it. So again, I have no problem. If you think they can be the Super Bowl winning team.
But to me, they cleared all those bars. The only bar left is the one that we're arguing about, Deshaun.
You mean the most important bar? The bar that has not been cleared the last 2 years?
Yes, it's the most important bar, but I'm sitting here saying, if the Browns are saying this is the guy, if we're supposed to believe that they got this guy for that purpose, then yeah, my expectation this year should be when he's out there and they don't have a gazillion injuries happening at quarterback, at running back, wherever else, and this team can stay mostly healthy, then I do think this team can be a Super Bowl. And other people are using that as on the opposite end. They're like, well, if Deshaun just plays average, then the team's so good around him, then they can make the AFC Championship game anyway.
Either way, the
bar should be the AFC Championship game.
No, the bar, that's the problem, right? If we want to say expectation,
okay,
the goal in Buffalo
should be the AFC Championship game.
What standard? So how is that different than expectation? Walk me through the parlance. I mean, you're using.
I thought that's what we're talking about.
My point is the idea that a team that got bounced out in the first round of the playoffs should magically, just because of Deshaun, who has not been healthy and or immensely productive the last 2 years. The fact that because that was the bar 2 years ago, it should be the bar now, that's hooey. All right? You're allowed to look at the last 2 years.
So you're going
to
be, you're scared or something? Like,
no,
I don't understand.
No. The
you're
point
like, oh,
is,
it's okay. Let's just make the playoffs. That's
is that
enough.
How I talk?
That's enough.
Ah, it's okay. we just made the playoffs.
No, if Deshaun plays 15 or more games and they go to the playoffs, you will not, and I promise you, there is no host in this town that will run down that accomplishment, even if they get waxed in the first round. There is, I'm telling you, I completely disagree. I'm telling you.
Nick, we thought that the team last year with Joe Flacco leading them was going to magically make it to the AFC Championship game because we started looking at the schedule and we were like, oh, the Texans, first time playoff team, real young.
And we didn't melt down when it
and
happened.
And then they lost. And then we were already mapping it out like, oh, we'll go to Baltimore. We've already beat Baltimore in Baltimore, and then we'll end up in the AFC Championship game.
Did we say that was the expectation, or
the injuries happen? No, but I'm saying with the healthy Deshaun that the team is selling us on, he's going to be good, and we're supposed to believe that he's going to be this great thing that
going
gets
into
you to the ceiling.
Going into the playoffs was the expectation to go to the AFC title game.
Not last year, but this is a different year.
Yeah. I just think it's
not
interesting.
After all the injuries, I understand where last year, I understand where we got to a point where it's like, man, the fact that this team made the playoffs last year, that was successful in its own right. And I understand that that Texans game was disappointing. It was. But I think most people, like, after a week of sort of, you know, licking their wounds, were like, okay, it was still a good season given everything that happened. This year, if you fall short of If they don't win the division, to me, like, fine, I don't care. But I'm seriously, like, to me, the standard is AFC Championship game, because that's how good this team's supposed to be. They keep telling us they built for now. The roster's so deep. They have all, like, what did you build for if your goal is just, well, let's just get back to the playoffs for the second consecutive year. That'll be fun.
Let's just do the thing we haven't done since 1988, 1989.
You're living in the past. You're like, oh, all those years where we sucked. This is enough.
Okay, you're also not acknowledging the most recent past. Listen,
that stuff doesn't matter to now.
There's a difference between expectations and educated wishes, and that's the difference in what I'm saying and you're saying.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style, you get quality, you get beeps and boops and dings and whoops, and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.